I take time to claim peace within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I take time to claim peace within. All of us live very busy lives, very active lives, always going here, going there, doing this, doing that, jumping here. Always have little things we want to do. We rush home from work, and we take care of the house. We immediately see the yard needing taken care of. We see the house the minute we open the door. Somebody's been leaving clothing lying around. And because we are so rush, 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 busy, 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 we look around and we see things we had not seen before. We see dust on the tabletop. We see a shoe lying underneath the couch that had not been put away. And we see the dishes in the sink. And we see all sorts of things. We're just seeing all these busy, 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 busy things. Well, believe it or not, that is the moment to say peace. To sit right down, right in the midst of all your pseudo-confusion, and say, peace. I take time to claim peace within. Yes, I could be super busy. I could get a few things done, but I would not be happy about it. I would realize there's so much more to do. I'd realize there's so much more to do, and that's what I do. I look at my life, and I see always there's so much more to do. There are so many letters I haven't written. There are so many telephone calls I haven't made. I just don't feel like making phone calls. I just don't feel like writing letters. I just don't feel like doing this. And I just lost my enthusiasm for being so prolific in those areas that I had previously just found very active and very busy and very fun. But I've allowed myself to get in the dizzy world of busyness. I allowed myself to get in the dizzy world of feeling that I don't have time to stop and smell the roses. I don't have time to stop and just sit down and have a cup of coffee, or just sit down and do nothing. Just sit down in any chair, anywhere. On the front lawn, in the back lawn, yeah. I have a garden bench out in back, and I don't think I have sat in that garden bench once in the last couple of years. Now, what a silly thing to have a garden bench you don't sit in. I have a nice chair in my bedroom. And my bedroom isn't that big, but it's a nice bedroom. And I have an easy chair in there. But I never take time to sit in that chair. I never take time. But today, I'm taking time. I'm busy as a cat on a hot tin roof, but I am going to not do anything for a little while. But. The inner self is always saying, but, come on, this thing's to do, come on. What if somebody comes over? What if people see what kind of a filthy mess you live in here? What if? And I say to myself, all right, who's the boss here? Who am I living my life for, myself or for other people? Am I living my life for myself or for the show that I'm putting on outwardly to the world around me that I created? So I just sit down and I say, okay, now, what was it that Herb told me? He said, take 10 deep breaths. Well, now, if I take 10 deep breaths, that's going to take a long time, but all right, I'll take 10 deep breaths. So, I take 10 brief breaths. I'm going to claim the peace within. I'm going to say, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in. 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 Final breath. Now breathe out. Now just relax. Just relax. I take time to claim peace within. I take time to claim peace within. I take time to claim peace within. I'm meditating on claiming the peace within. I'm meditating on being still, being quiet, just listening to that self within me that says, hey, that's okay. That's okay. The world isn't going to stop just because you haven't dusted your chairs and dusted the tables and stuff. The world's not going to stop just because you don't take a moment. But if you don't take a moment, you're going to stop. You're going to run out of steam. You're going to run out of gas. You're going to run out of all your energy. Oh, come on, Herb, don't tell stuff like that to yourself. You tell that stuff to yourself and you're going to do that. That's right. In the same way, if I tell myself, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I'm going to do that too. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I take time to claim peace within me. And as I claim peace within me, I feel very, very good about myself. Yep. And the moment I start doing that, everything in my world starts claiming peace too. My dog Rex climbs up on the couch and he takes a deep sigh. He says, oh, I like it when you take a moment to relax. Then he looks at me and he says, isn't that right? Yes, isn't that right? We just had our apples. We just had our breakfast. You had your vitamins. And Rex says, I had my breakfast. Nice drink of water. Now relax. Take time to claim the peace within. Hey, peace, I claim you. I claim you. Come on, Herb, don't act so silly. But I do. I claim you. What is peace? Peace is quietness. Peace is gentleness. Peace is doing nothing at all for just a few moments. Doing nothing at all and feeling very good about everything.